Young and Wiser is hosting a fundraiser at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's UC Auditorium on Thursday, February 14th, beginning at 7 p.m. This event features comedian Steve Hofstetter, the original writer for collegehumor.com. I spoke with the founder of Young and Wiser, a new nonprofit offering life education for young adults. Tom Bissonnette just can't seem to fade gracefully into retirement. After decades working with young people, he's putting his experience into a new nonprofit working with youth in transition to adulthood.
I've taught adolescent and young adult development for about 15 years. I spent 20 years as a college counselor, and I retired in 2009, and I did not intend to have a full retirement. I intended to continue working. I still teach here at UTC, but it wasn't enough. I wrote a book shortly after I retired. I published a book, and it was called Sexual Civility. And it was, in a nutshell, a developmental model of how adolescents and young adults come of age and learn to deal with their sexual self and balance that with their social self. Another thing that happened was I submitted an article to the Chronicle of Higher Education, and I got a tremendous response from all over the nation. And basically, the article said that we all are asynchronous in our development, which means we don't develop at the same rate in all the different areas, okay? So physically, socially, cognitively, sexually, spiritually, all these different areas of development are often out of sync with one another. And so a lot of the problems that we identify with college students especially are really just efforts to catch up with themselves. For example, if you're in college and your parents have told you and society has told you, you must achieve, you must succeed in college, you must have a degree, and you aren't really ready for that academically, you're going to feel incredible pressure. And when people are under pressure, they take shortcuts. So something like cheating, for example, is the result often. There are some people that are just cheaters, but there are others who are succumbing to the intense pressure they feel. Often we send them to like honor court or something like that, and we deal with it as a discipline problem. And it's also an opportunity for an intervention to see what's going on with that student. Where do they need assistance? How can they get up to speed? I often say when we're facing a developmental challenge, we either try to catch up, or we have to step up and do something different, or we have to get a hand up. We have to get help from somebody else. If we don't do those things, then often we just give up. And sometimes people just drift in college and end up, you know, either dropping out or failing. And much of that is preventable.
Bissonnette brings his education and experience to Young and Wiser.
How can I provide life education? I already do it in my teaching, but how can I do it on a broader scale? And the idea of Young and Wiser came to mind, and I, in very short order, founded the organization, and the rest is not history. It's kind of the future unfolding at this point. I'm more passionate about this than anything I've ever done.
You have volunteer counselors and people that will go into schools, high schools and colleges, and talk to young people about life skills, different things to look for, and different challenges they'll face that they may not even have been aware of on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. And I think awareness is extremely important. If people understand what's happening to them, they have a better chance of making decisions that will remedy the situation. You know, people don't deliberately make mistakes or try to mess up their lives. It's happening for a reason. If they understand the reasons, they have at least a chance to prevent things. And because I teach adolescent and young adult development, I know that cognitively and intellectually, young people are capable of understanding these things. What's lacking is they don't get the straight information. And the motto of Young and Wiser is, we trust youth with the truth. Because we know that if they have information that's accurate and is not sugar-coated, they can use it as they make their decisions in life. They will use it.
There's a fundraiser coming up on Valentine's Day that will not only help fund the organization, but maybe spread a little awareness here on the campus of UTC.
I like to call it a fundraiser because although there's a charge, we've made it very affordable And we have incredible talent. We have a band that's, some of them are actually UTC students, called Smooth Dialect. And I was very, very fortunate to book a comedian, Steve Hofstetter. Steve is the founder of collegehumor.com. He's a nationally popular comedian, and he's going to put on a great show. It's in the UC Auditorium, 7 p.m. on the 14th. That is Valentine's Day. Some people said, I don't know if I want to go to see a comedian on Valentine's Day. That doesn't sound very romantic. A friend of mine said, if they say that, tell them that laughter is often the best aphrodisiac.
Young and Wiser presents a very special Valentine's Night of Music and Comedy on Thursday, February 14th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's UC Auditorium. The event is rated PG. Call 423-402-9520 for more information. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.